daf is Menachos daf Ayin Beis. We are holding on daf Ayin Aleph and Beis. We're right in the middle of a discussion on daf Ayin Aleph and Beis. Today's shir is sponsored as Chusra for Shlema, for Sarah Rivka Basindaleya, for Shlema Besoch Shar Chola Yisrael. So we're holding again on daf Ayin Aleph and Beis. We're going to pick up again from Ella Rabbi Meir Beshitas Rabbi Yehuda Amara, where the last one line is Ella, about 12 lines before the end of the page. And what we're in the middle of discussing is we had this Shita of Rabbi Meir, who had said that when it comes to dividing a field, as far as Peah is concerned, in order the halacha is that you have to leave the corner of the field for Peah, but if you have two separate fields, then you have to leave the corner of each field for Peah. So what defines two separate fields as opposed to one continuous karka? So Rabbi Meir had said that about 10 lines into the page, that if someone is kotzer l'shachas, it's mafsik. That if a person cuts somewhere in the middle for animal fodder, that's mafsik the field. And what we were the assumption that we're working with, that we're going to continue to work with, is that if kotzer l'shachas has a din of katsira, then it would not be mafsik the field. Because if it was considered katsira, then we would view it as you began being kotzer the field, and now you'll continue being kotzer that same field on the other side, on one side and then on the other side, but it's just one long process of Katsira. It's only if Kotzer L'Shachas is not a din of Katsira, only then would it be mafsik between the two fields. So we're trying to figure out which Tana Rabbi Meir is in agreement with, because we had a discussion in our Mishnah about the Isser being Kotzer before the Katsira Sa'omer, and whether Kotzer L'Shachas is a violation of Katsira before the Katsira Sa'omer. What that discussion is about is whether what type of Katsira is called Katsira, meaning if it's mutter before the Katsira Sa'omer, it's not called Katsira. So we're going to continue that discussion, Be'ez Hashem, finish up that discussion, and then we're going to show how we know all of the dinim of Katsira Sa'omer from the Pesukim themselves. It's a single word in the Pasuk. It tells us all of these dinim that the Mishnah told us about bringing the Omer from grain that is dry and from bringing it on Shabbos and during the nighttime and as opposed to, or the daytime as opposed to the nighttime, and Betumah. All of those halachas we're going to derive from a single word in the Pasuk. And then we're going to have Machlokas Tanayim, whether Ktsira B'yom is Kosher B'diavad. And then the majority of the daf from the bottom of Amud Aleph going over through pretty much the entire Amud Beis is going to be about being Docha Shabbos for different elements. The Ktsiras HaOmer, the Havas HaOmer, other Kabbalahs, once we get involved in the discussion, what's going to be Docha Shabbos, the Shtei Alechem and the Omer, that we say are Docha Shabbos, but what does that mean? What element of the Shtei Alechem, what element of the Omer is Docha Shabbos? And that will Be'ez Hashem take us to the end of Parak Rabbi Yishmael, and then if we have time, we'll begin the next Parak, the seventh Parak, which is Ve'ilu Menachos Nikmatzos, where the Mishnah is going to record a Machlokas, whether you take a Kmitza at all from Minchas Kohanim, because the entire thing gets burnt anyway. So normally you would take a kmitza, the kmitza gets burnt, and the shirayim goes to the kohen. But by Minchas Kohanim, the whole thing's going to get burnt anyway. So is there any part of it where you take a? Is there any part of the process where you take a kmitza? Okay, so we are. So again, we are holding Ella Rabbi Meir b'shitas Rabbi Yehuda Amra. Even though I think we got a little bit past that, but we'll pick up from there again. So we're trying to align Rabbi Meir with one of the shitos that we know of in our Mishnah. So we say Ella Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds a ktsira shachas before it's even one third grown is simply not called a katsira at all, and that's why it's mafsik the two fields for peah. B'shitas Rabbi Yehuda Amara, he's holding like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah to Amar, because Rabbi Yehuda says, Amasai, when are you allowed to be kotzer l'shachas before the Karban Omer? Meaning, when is being kotzer l'shachas not called a katsira? Bizman shehischil ad shalohevi shlish. That's only if you began the katsira process before it was one third grown, so you're allowed to continue the katsira process even after it was one third grown. Avalim hiskelad shehevi shlish aser. But if you only began the katsira process after it was already one third grown, well, then it's going to be aser. That is called a katsira, and that is therefore aser to do before the katsira saomer. So we can't ask a stira between the Mishnah and the Tosefta, because Reb Meir holds that the katsira l'shachas is not mafsik between the two parts of the field only says that in the case where you were kotzer before it was heavy shlish. But whereas the Tosefta is talking about where it was already heavy shlish, and Rav Meir is moda in such a case. So Rav Meir says it is mafsik. So and Rav Meir would be moda that in such a case where it is heavy shlish, that there's no hefsik between the two parts of the field unless you also plowed it, and the katsira alone would not have been mafsik, because that's considered, if it's already heavy shlish, that's just considered a katsira, and a regular katsira is not going to be mafsik between two fields. Says Gemara, nah, that doesn't work either. Emer d'shamele the Rabbi Yehuda, when do we find that Rabbi Yehuda holds that katsira l'shachas is not called the katsira? That's l'behema, that's when you're doing the katsira for the sake of a behema. But la'adam mishamele, do we ever find that he holds that a katsira l'shachas for a tzorach of a person is not called the katsira? If that were the case, then we'd have three shitos of Tanaim in the Mishnah. You'd have the shita of the Tanakama, who holds that you're allowed to be kotzer l'shachas and be machl behema. You have the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that you're only allowed to be kotzer if you began before the grain was one third grown, but then you're allowed to be kotzer even l'tzorech adam. And then you have a third shita of Rabbi Shimon, who holds that you're allowed to be mutter, that's mutter l'tzor l'tzor even after the grain is heavy shlish, after it's one third grown. And if you can say that, it turns out that Rabbi Yehuda is actually arguing on the Tanakama in our Mishnah, since there are three shitos. And we don't say that because there's a klal in the phrasing of Mishnayis that whenever Rabbi Yehuda uses the term emasai, he's always coming to qualify what the previous Tana said. He's never coming to be cholik. Emasai is never a lashon of machlokas. He's always coming to be mefarish the divrei Tanakama. So it can't be that there are three shitas. What we have to say is that Rabbi Yehuda is not matir to be kotzer l'tzorach adam, only l'tzorach behema, and therefore it can't be that Rabbi Meir in Maseches Peah follows Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, because Rabbi Meir's shita is that ktsira l'shachas is not called ktsira even when it's l'tzorach adam. It's not called ktsira, and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold that way. Rabbi Yehuda holds when it's l'tzorach adam, it is called ktsira, and therefore would be usher before the carbon omer. So we have the third and final possibility. Elok hiyas Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Meir b'shitas Rabbi Akiva Rabo Amara. Rabbi Meir holds that ktsira l'shachas for people, for the sake of people, is still not called the ktsira if it's not one third grown. Holds like his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, who holds that ktsira l'shachas before it's one third grown, who holds that ktsira l'shachas before it's one third grown, af lo adam nami lo havia ktsira. That even for a person, even if it's for the sake of a person, it's still not called ktsira. Ditnan, where do we find such a sheet of Rabbi Akiva? A Mishnah in the third parak of Maseches Peah. Hamenamir Sada, a person who cuts spots in his field, right? He cuts a little section here, a little section there, and the field becomes menumar, it's spotted. There are certain parts that have grain, other spots that don't have grain. Vishir bo kalachim lachim, and he leaves in the field the moist stalks, and he doesn't harvest them, he doesn't cut them, because they are not yet fully grown. So machlokas tanaim, how do you leave peya on such a field? This spotted field that has these unfully ripened grain that's still growing in sections of it. Rabbi Akiva Omer, peya l'kol echad ve'echad. Each row that stands alone requires its own peya, because each one is viewed as its own separate field. Meaning whatever ktsira you did is mafsik between all the different parts of the field. So you took one big field and you've now made it 10, 12, 15 different fields. It's still one big field. You could take one section, leave that as peya, it's all one field. Rabbi Akiva only requires leaving peya for each section when you were kotzer of the tvua in order to make klayos, meaning it's not yet one third grown. But when you made the field, the spotted field, by harvesting sections of it after the grain was already fully ripened, and you were kotzer to put it in the storage facility with the rest of your ripened grain, lo, then Rabbi Akiva would agree to the chamim that it's one peah for the whole field. So what do you see from Shmuel's qualification of this machlokas, that Rabbi Akiva holds that ktsiras tfua, before it's one third grown, for the sake of a person, even if it's for the sake of a person, is not called ktsira. And that's what Rabbi Meir holds, that it's not called a ktsira, and that's why it's mafsik between the two fields. So when you're kotzer l'shachas, it's mafsik, even when it's when you were kotzer l'tzorach adam. So when you're kotzer, if you were kotzer before it was one third grown. So the Gemara says that alignment doesn't work either. Rabbi Meir going like Rabbi Akiva doesn't work either. Ain't it? It's not really so. Vakiyasa Ravin, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, because Ravin said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Mechayev Hayu Rabbi Akiva, Af B'min Amar Liotzar. Whereas Rabbi Dom Shmuel may have said that Rabbi Akiva would agree in a case where you're B'min Amar Liotzar, Rabbi Yochanan didn't hold that way. Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Akiva would be Mechayev even when a person is kotzer the tevua that is fully ripened in order to put it away in the otzar. And according to this, Rabbi Akiva holds ktsira l'shachas l'tzorach adam is not called a ktsira even if it's fully ripened. Can't be. Rav Meir would agree with that. Rav Meir holds that if it's the tevua is even one third grown, it's no longer called the ktsira. Just being one third grown already makes it that it's already makes it that it is called a ktsira. Rather, it has a shame ktsira and will no longer be mafsik between the two fields. So as the Gemara, what do you have to say? We can't find a tana that Rav Meir is perfectly aligned with. It's a good thing Rav Meir himself is a tana. So Savala Kavase Bechada Opalagale Bechada. So Rav Meir formulated his own opinion where he agrees with Rabbi Akiva on one element and he disagrees on a different element. What does he agree with Rabbi Akiva? That Ktsira before it's one third grown is not called the Ktsira even when it's Letzorach Adam. But he disagrees when it's more than one third grown, when it's fully ripened. Whereas Rabbi Meir holds it is a shame ktsira, and Rabbi Akiva would say it's not, and Rabbi Meir would say since it is a shame ktsira, it would not be mafsik between the two fields as far as pay is concerned. Okay, so that is the end of the discussion that we left over from yesterday. Now we go weiter. The Mishnah said, kotzer m'nei netios m'nei besa evel or m'nei besa medrash. That you're allowed to be kotzer even before the ktsira somer. You're allowed to go harvesting in the field if it's for the sake of a beis evel, they need to have a suda savra and a birchas avelim, or it's for the sake of a beis medrash, people should be able to learn, and they need space. So my taima, why is it that we are matir ktsira before the omer for these things? So says Mar ktsirchem omer achmana velo ktsir mitzvah. When the Torah says that the omer has to be reshit ktsirchem, yeah, it's got to be the first of your own ktsira. But a ktsira shel mitzvah, you're allowed to do even before the carbon omer. And all these things are considered a ktsira shel mitzvah, not your own ktsira. So says Mar vayt velo yasa krichos aval manichan tzavasim. The Mishnah said you eat when you're harvesting for these purposes, you're not supposed to bundle the grains together because it's not really about preparing the grains, it's just about clearing the area. So my time, what's the reason that even in these cases where you're allowed to be kotzer, you're not supposed to make tied bundles? Dekama de'efshar lo tarchinan, we try not to be matriach too much in the tying of the bundles in the normal way, in order that it should be nicker that this ktsira was not done for the sake of the ktsira, it was done for the sake of a mitzvah, and therefore we try to do something with as much of a shinui as possible. Mitzvah sa'omer lahavi min hakama. Then we had said in the Mishnah that really you're supposed to bring from standing grain for the korban omer, meaning if the grain had already been harvested, you're not supposed to go take from piles of grain to use that for the omer. You have to do the ktsira sa'omer and the whole process. So Tan Rabbanan, we have a brisa that tells us as follows. By the korban omer, it says vim takriv minchas bikurim. So matamul omer, what's the pasuk telling me by saying takriv? It already says the hemshech of the pasuk is going to say takriv is minchas bikurecha. So why does it have to say the word takriv twice in the pasuk? Lufisha mitzvah sa'omer lahavi min hakama. It's because the mitzvah is to bring from that grain which is mechuba lekarka, that you have to harvest it l'shem the korban omer. Minayin shem lomatz min hakama yavi min omer. How do I know the halach in the Mishnah that if it's you don't have any standing grain, then you could bring from grain that's already detached from the karka? Meaning we don't just say if there's no grain attached to the ground, then we just don't have the tools, the wherewithal to bring a korban omer. No, you bring from grain that's no longer attached to the ground. Tabul omer, that's why the pasuk says takriv. That's why takrif tells me, that extra takrif tells me, no, you got to bring the korban omer, even if you don't have any standing grain. Davar Acher, another drasha to learn from the same word, Takriv Lufisha Mitzvah Lavi Minalach, that it's a mitzvah to bring the Karban Omer from moist stalks of grain. Minayin Shem Lo Matzah Minalach Yavi Mina Yavesh. And how do I know that if you don't have moist stalks of grain, you should bring from drier stalks of grain? Meaning places that are further away from Yerushalayim, where they're going to get dried up when you schlep them to Yerushalayim. We'll see that that's what it means, mina yavesh, meaning not necessarily that it's yavesh right now, but you said you're supposed to bring from makom karov. So when you bring from a makom rachok, the wind is going to dry it up along the way. So how do I know that you do that? Tamalomar takriv. Pasuk says takriv. Davracher, another drasha, third drasha from the word takriv. Takriv, lefisha mitzvah, so liktzar belayla. The mitzvah is to do the ktsira at night. That's what we learned on daf samach vav, that you can't be mekayim the pasuk Sheva Shabbos Svima Sienna unless you kotzer the Omer at night, and then you begin the Sfira Sa'omer. So the mitzvah is Liktzar B'layla, Minayin Shem Niktzar B'yom Kosher. How do I know that if you do the Ktzira Sa'omer during the day, that the Ktzira is still going to be Kosher? So because the pasuk says and V'dochas HaShabbos, and also how do I know fourth halacha, that if it's if the 16th day of Nisan falls out on Shabbos, the Omer is Docha Shabbos? Tamalomar takriv. That's what the pasuk says. Takriv. So the Braisa goes and lists the drashos that we just learned from the word takriv. Takriv kolshu, even from detached grain. Takriv mikol makom, wherever you're bringing from. That's the din of yavesh. It's just changing the words, but that's the din of yavesh is mikol makom, that you can bring it from a great distance. Takriv afilu b'shabbos. Takriv tells me you can even bring it on Shabbos. Takriv afilu b'tumma. Takriv that even b'tumma, if the Minchas Omer became tame, you're makrivit even b'tumma. The Sefer Taras HaKodesh points out that it's unusual for a Braisa to do this. We just said all of these halachas. Now it's repeating everything, you know, in one statement. So it's going through all of these drashos, because when we brought them initially, it was there were different drashos, and each one was a davar acher. And one might have assumed that that's therefore a machlokas, that there's only one drasha you can make from the word takriv. So which is the drasha? Each one is learning each opinion is learning a different drasha. So the Braisa at the end is telling me, no. The word takriv includes all four of these drashas. They're all correct. La halacha. So that's the it's all implied in the word takriv. That's how the Sefer Taras HaKodesh understands. Okay, niktzar b'yom kasher. If the ktsira was done during the day, then it's kasher. So the Gemara asks a stira between different mishnayos about an omer that's niktzar b'yom. V'atana, and we have a mishnah in Meseches Megillah. What's it do in Meseches Megillah? The mishnah Meseches Megillah goes through the different things that are kasher to do during the daytime, and those things that are kasher to do during the nighttime, because Kriyas HaMegillah is b'yom and b'layla, but Mishloach Manos, Matanos Avyanim are only b'yom. So in the Mishnayos and Megillah, we go through different mitzvahs that are nighttime mitzvahs and mitzvahs that are daytime mitzvahs. And that's the Mishnayos work. We develop lists sometimes. So on the list, we say, Kala Laila Kasher L'Ktziras Omer. The entire night is kasher to do the ktsira of the grain for the Karban Omer. Ula Haktir Chalav Mevarim, and to burn the Chalav Mevarim that are left over from the Karbanos of the previous day. Zaklav. Dover Shem Mitzvahs B'Yom, Kasher Kol Yom. Dover Shem Mitzvahs B'Laila, Kasher Kol Laila. Any mitzvah that's a daytime mitzvah is kosher the entire day. All nighttime mitzvahs are kosher the entire night. But Katani, it says in the Mishnah, Laila Dumyo Diyom, that apparently there's a parallel between the mitzvahs Halaila and the mitzvahs Hayom, and therefore we should say Ma Diyom Balaila Lo, just like that which is supposed to be done during the day cannot be done at night, after Laila Biyom Nami Lo. So that which is supposed to be done at night cannot be done during the day. Sakamar Mishnah says that if it's Niktzar Biyom, it's kosher. Anything that's supposed to be done at night cannot be done during the day. So Ktzirus HaOmer, which is supposed to be done at night, should not be kosher during the day, which is a stira to our Mishnah. So Amarabba lo kasha. Can't ask a stira between the two Mishnayos. Harebi loz Rebbe Shimon. It's not a stira, it's a machlokas. our Mishnah, which allows see Rabbi Yom B'diavad, holds like Rabbi. The Mishnah Maseches Megillah follows Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Where do we find such shitos, such a machlokas? Titanya, we have a brisa as follows. Hayomer u'makrav minchas ha'omer. A Kohen is standing there on the second day of Pesach, and he's being makrav the minchas ha'omer. V'nitmeis, and then it becomes tamei im yesh acheres. If there's another carbon mincha, there's other grain that's still in the karka that you could be kotzer and tochein and still bring as the carbon omer, meaning it's possible to secure a replacement for this carbon omer that just became tamei. So then omrim lo, havei acheres tachtel. We tell him, go get another one. This one became tamei. Vim lav, but if there's no other grain that's eligible to be niktzar and you can get it in time with the tchina, you can't do it. Omrim lo, havei pikeach ushtok. We tell him, bring the minchas omer that's tamei, because you're allowed to bring a carbon tzibur betuma, but don't go around telling anybody what just happened, because then people are going to think that a minchas yachid can also be brought betuma. Tuma such a betzibur, it's not utar on a yachid. So don't let anyone know about it. Don't make a big deal about it. Divrei Rebbe, that's Rebbe's shita. Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, meaning not every time you have to rely on a b'dieved. Should you publicize the fact that you're relying on a b'dieved? That doesn't always send the right message. So Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, Omer, Ben Kach Ben Kach. Whether there are other shibolim that you could technically harvest and grind and get in time, either way, we tell him, bring the carbon omer betumah, shekola omer, sheniktsar, shalom kimitzvaso pasul. Because the carbon omer has to be niktsar kimitzvaso, and since the mitzvah sa omer is to be kotzer belaila, you cannot be kotzer biyom, you have to bring the mincha that became tameh. So you see from the Tosefta that you have machlokas of Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi, whether we're makshir b'dieved, the mincha sa omer, that's niktsar biyom. So we could say that that's the machlokas in our mission. That's the machlokas between the two Mishnayos. Our Mishnah holds like the sheet of Rabbi that if it's niksar b'yom it's kosher, and the Mishnah Maseches Megillah holds like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon that if it's niksar b'yom it's going to be pasul. So the Gemara says, hey, how does Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon know to pasul k'tzir b'yom even b'diavad? Amar Rabbi Aruchanam Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon b'shitas Rabbi Akiva Rabbo shel Aviv Amara. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon was following the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, his father Rabbi Shimon's Rabbi. Ditnan, because we learned the Maseches Shabbos and Daf Kuf Lamed. The Gemara talks about that Rabbi Elazar holds the unusual sheet of Rabbi Elazar, which a whole parak is dedicated to, Maseches Shabbos, parak Rabbi Elazar de Mila. That Rabbi Elazar holds that machshire Mila are docha Shabbos, meaning not only can you do a bris Mila on Shabbos, even the machshirim of a bris Mila, the preparatory work that you need to do for a bris Mila. So if you need to sterilize the knife, you could chop the wood to make the fire, light the fire, to sterilize the knife, all to do the bris milah on Shabbos. So even things that you could have done on Erev Shabbos, and the Mishnah brings a sheet that disagrees. Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, I disagree with Rabbi Eliezer. Kol melacha shef shalal asos me'erev Shabbos, ein adochas Shabbos. Any melacha you could have done on Erev Shabbos, you cannot do on Shabbos. So that's where Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon is holding Rabbi Akiva. So v'savrla, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon holds, ki Rabbi Yishmael, also like Rabbi Yishmael, zamer k'siris omer mitzvah, who holds a k'siris omer is a mitzvah, it's docha Shabbos. Itnan, because we have a Mishnah Masech Shvi'is, Rabbi Yishmael omer, Rabbi Yishmael derives from the pasuk b'charosh v'katzir tishmos, to compare the din of the Isser k'tzir on Shabbos to the din of the Isser Harisha on Shabbos. Ma Charish Rishos, just like on Shabbos you're only not allowed to do Harisha Shal Rishos, because every Harisha ever is always a Harisha Shal Rishos. So when the Torah says that you're not allowed to plow on Shabbos, by definition it means you can't do a plowing that's a Rishos, because there's no such thing as a plowing that is a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah in the Torah ever of plowing. Af Ktsir Rishos, so too when it says that you're not allowed to do Ktsir on Shabbos, it means you're not allowed to do Ktsir Rishus on Shabbos. Yotze Ktsir Omer Shim Mitzvah, as opposed to Ktsir Omer, which is a mitzvah, that is Docha Shabbos. So the Gemara says, how does Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon learn that Ktsir Omer during the day is possible? V'i Salka Daitach Niksar Shalokim Mitzvaso. A kosher, if you're going to hold that if your coats are in the wrong zman, on Motzoi Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach, that meaning not on Motzoi Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach, that it's going to be kosher b'di'eved, well then am I dochi Shabbos? Why should it be docha Shabbos? If the second day of Pesach falls out on Shabbos, why should you be allowed to do the Ksiris Omer on Shabbos? The klal is a melacha that you're able to do on Erev Shabbos, you got to do on Erev Shabbos because it would be kosher b'diavad if it were done then. Niktzirei me Erev Shabbos. You should have done this ktsira on Erev Shabbos. Elamid Dachi Shabbos, from the fact that we find Ktsira Somer's Dacha Shabbos, Shema Mina, you have to say Niktzar Shloka Mitzvaso Apostle. That if you're a Kotzer Shloka Mitzvaso in the wrong slot, in the wrong Zman, it's going to be Apostle. So the 16th day of Nisan falls on Shabbos, you couldn't do it on Erev Shabbos. It would be Apostle if you did it on Erev Shabbos, and that's why you're forced to do it on Shabbos. So we see that you have to be Kotzer Kim Mitzvaso with regard to doing it Belayla Velobiyom as well. That we're insistent on Ktsira Kimitzvaso. So the Gemara says, well, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon holds like the Shita of his father, and it says in Gemara, Rabbi Lav Talmidi de Rabbi Shimonu, is Rabbi not also the Talmud of Rabbi Shimon? Va'atanya, we have a Tosefta, Amar Rabbi. Rabbi just once commented, Kishayinu lemeidin Torah etzel Rabbi Shimon b'Tekoa. When we used to learn Torah by Rabbi Shimon in Tekoa, when I was learning in his yeshiva, Hayinu malin lo shemen va'aluntis mechotze legag, umigag lekarfif, umikarfif lekarfif acher, ad shonamagin lemayin shonaroch zinvav. He was reminiscent about what they did, what halachic leniency their Rebbe, Rabbi Shimon, used to hold like that. On Shabbos, they were able to bring oil for him to anoint his body with, and a towel from the chatzar to the gag, from a gag to a karfuf, which is a large area, it's mukaf machitos, shalol l'shem dira, whatever, it's an erev in sugya. But the point is that he said that he was learning by Rabbi Shimon. So you see that Rebbe was a Talmud of Rabbi Shimon, who is a Talmud in turn of Rabbi Akiva. So Rebbe should also follow the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, that any melacha that you're able to do on Erev Shabbos is not going to be Docha Shabbos. So how can you explain the reason that Ksira Sa'omer is Docha Shabbos is that the reason Ksira Sa'omer is Docha Shabbos is since he holds that the Omer that's Nixar Shloka Mitzvaso is Kasher, it should be that you could be Kotzer before Shabbos. How could it be that it's Docha Shabbos? So answer Gemara, now Rebbe was Sovel HaKi'idach Rabbi Shimon. He holds like a different member of Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya, because it says in the Tosefta, in the Braisa, Amar Rabbi Shimon bo rei kama chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Come take a look how precious, how beloved mitzvahs are when done in their proper time. Sherei hektu chalavim ve'evarim ksherim kalalayla. Strictly speaking, the burning of chalavim ve'evarim are kosher all night long, the entire night after the bringing of those karbanos that these chalavim ve'evarim come from. V'loya mamtinan, and nevertheless the Kohen would not wait for these karbanos of the Tmidim and the Musafim of Shabbos ad shetach shach. He would not wait until Motzai Shabbos to burn them. What would he do if he had access to them on Shabbos? He would burn them on Shabbos. Why? He's going to burn them on Shabbos. They're kosher. It's kosher to do it that night on Motzai Shabbos. Why don't you wait till Motzai Shabbos? So you see that even if you're able to be mekayim the mitzvah without a chil Shabbos, we prefer to do the mitzvah b'shaita. It's better to do the mitzvah in its proper time, even though that's going to cause a need for chil Shabbos. So Rebbe holds that the same is true by Ketzira Sa'omer, that even though you can be makdim and you can be kotzer before Shabbos, better to be mekayim the mitzvah in its proper time, which is on Shabbos itself, on that night, and even though that necessarily means you're going to have to be mechal Shabbos. So says Gemara, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, lo shmi alei. What, does Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon not hold of this din that his father said, chaviva mitzvah b'shaita? How could he try to be mechiach, like Tzirus Omer, is docha Shabbos? Ella, so you have to say that he did know of this din. And nevertheless, he holds that you don't learn from there to Ketzira Sa'omer, from Hektar Chalavim Ve'evarim to Ketzira Sa'omer, because there's a fundamental chiluk between them. Shaini Hasam, Hektar Chalavim Ve'evarim is different, Shai Doch Sashchita Sashabbos, because the Shchita anyway was already Doch Shabbos. There's no way you could shech the animal before Shabbos. You can't shech the Karm Musaf of Shabbos or the Karm Tamid of Shabbos before Shabbos. So since anyway, by definition, this carbon is Docha Shabbos, so you can complete the Hakrava of this carbon by burning the Chalav Me'varim on Shabbos itself. But when it comes to Ketzirus HaOmer on Shabbos, we can't say the same thing. It has not yet been Docha Shabbos. The Omer has not yet been Docha Shabbos. So if you didn't have Ketzirus, if you didn't hold Ketzirus HaOmer B'Yom as possible, you would have to be Kotzer, Miba'od Yom, and not be Docha Shabbos. Chavivus Mitzvah B'Shaita would not be enough of a consideration. So that's where Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon holds that it's us to be kotzer b'yom even b'diavad, and that's the only reason it's docha Shabbos. The Rebbe Hachinami, so says Gemara, well, that's a good point. According to Rebbe, also we should say the same thing, that the only reason you're allowed to be makdim chalav ve'evarim is because the process got started. So says Gemara, the Rabbi Yochanami docks a shechita as a Shabbos. Doesn't Rabbi also agree that the only reason we say chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, that you're allowed to burn the chalav ve'varim on Shabbos and you don't have to wait till the Motzai Shabbos, is because it was already anyway docha the Shabbos? Ella kasava Rabbi k'sirus omer lo dachya Shabbos. It must be that Rabbi really holds k'sirus omer is not docha Shabbos, because you could really cut it, you could really do the harvesting on Erev Shabbos. It says more below, is k'sirus omer not docha Shabbos? According to Rabbi, Vatnan, we have a Mishnah about Rabbi Yishmol, who holds that if the 16th day of Nisan falls out on a weekday, there would be kotzer five of tavua in for the carbon omer, but if it falls on Shabbos, there would be kotzer three sa'ah, the chamor mechad Shabbos vechad chol, mishalosh hayuba, and the cham say whether it was a week there, whether it was Shabbos, you would always cut three sa'ah. But what do you see from that old discussion? That everyone holds k'siras omer is docha Shabbos. There's no machlokas. It's just a question of, do you adjust the amount of grain that you take in order to minimize the malacha in one way or another? But everyone holds it's docha Shabbos. Says, yeah, that's fine, they're entitled to their opinion to look Rabbi, that's against Rabbi. Read that Mishnah, the entire Mishnah. Both Shittos in that Mishnah are against the Shittah of Rabbi. Rabbi's a Tana, he has every right. So the Gemara then asks again, but it says over there also about Rabbi Chanina Sagan Okanim, who holds that if the 16th day of Nisan falls out during the week, they'd be kotzer with three people who hold three sickles, and they put the grain in three different boxes, and if it falls on Shabbos, it's only one guy working in the field. And the Chum say, no, whether it's Shabbos, whether it's a weekday, you get three guys doing the job. But bottom line is, everyone agrees Ksiris Omer is being done on Shabbos. It's just a matter of how many people are doing it. Yeah, it's a little Rabbi. That line of the Mishnah is also against Rabbi. That's okay. Rabbi disagrees with that part of the Mishnah as well. Says, well, but there's another part of the Mishnah. That at the time of the Ksiris Omer, the Kotzer would ask people a number of questions, right? They would make a whole to-do about it, the whole public thing. So one of the questions that he would shout out is, he would say, Shabbos, when it falls on Shabbos, Omerlam, Shabbos, ooh, should I do this even on Shabbos? And they would say, hey, and they would scream, yeah, you do it even on Shabbos. So you see, Ksiris Omer is Docha Shabbos, you guessed it, the Lok Rebbe. Again, the Mishnah, it's going against Rebbe. Rebbe's Shita is not like that. Rebbe's Shita is that it's not Docha Shabbos. So Gemara says, I'll ask another Kasha. Niktzar Beyom Kasher. If it's Niktzar Beyom, it's Kasher. V'docha is a Shabbos, and Docha, Karban Shabbos. So man Shabbat Le Damer Niktzar Beyom Kasher. Who's the one that holds that Ksiris Kasher Beyom? Rebbe. That's Rebbe. That's in our Mishnah that follows Shita's Rebbe. V'katani V'docha is a Shabbos. And yet the same person who says also says that Ksira's Omer is Docha Shabbos. My love Ksira, meaning it says Omer is Docha Shabbos, so doesn't Omer mean Ksira's Omer is Docha Shabbos? So the Gemara in the question is already setting us up for the answer, right? Because the Gemara is telling us the assumption. My love Ksira, it doesn't Omer necessarily mean Ksira? Lo. Hakrava. It means hakrava, that the hakrava is docha Shabbos, but ain't a chinami, the ktsira would not be docha Shabbos. Aval the ktsira lo, wait, the ktsira is not docha Shabbos, vatanya ava braisa, Rebbe Omer vaydaber Moshe es moadei Hashem. It says in the pasuk, vaydaber Moshe es moadei Hashem el bnei Yisrael. So, matam alomer, what's the pasuk telling me? It already mentioned previously all the moados in the same parsha, and they were all said to Klal Yisrael through Moshe Rabbeinu, Lefi Shalom Lamanu Ella Letamid VePesach Shnema Ben BeMoado. All the karbanos are docha Shabbos. Only karban Tamid and karban Pesach. It says BeMoado, and we learn from the word BeMoado, BeMoado VaFilu BeShabbos. Moado means that the karban Tamid is docha Shabbos, karban Pesach is docha Shabbos, BeMoado VaFilu BeTuma. That it's done BeMoado, and even if it has to be BeTuma. Shar Karbonos Tzibur Minayin, how do I know that all other Karbonos Tzibur have those same rules, that they're also Docha Shabbos and Tumah? How do I know the same is true? Tamal Omer, that's why the Pasuk says, Eile Tasu LaHashem B'Moadechem. Since the Pasuk says, B'Moadechem, Legabe all the Karbonos Tzibur, so we learn that they're all Docha Shabbos, they're all Docha Tumah. Minayin L'Rabbos Omer V'Karevi Mo, how do I know that the Minchas HaOmer and the animal that's brought together with it, and Shtei Alechem V'Karevi Mayan, and the Shtei Alechem and the Kivsei Atzeres that are brought together with it, so how do I know that they too are Docha Shabbos and Tumah? Tamal Omer V'Yidaber Moshe Es Moadei Hashem. HaKosu of Kava Moed Lukulan, that all these Karbanos are like the Karban Tamid and Karban Pesach, they're all Docha Shabbos, they're all Docha Tumah. So now the Gemara explains how we prove from that price that Ketzirus HaOmer is Docha Shabbos, that a Ketzirus specifically is Docha Shabbos. Lamai, what's the price we're talking about when it says that the Shtei Alechem is Docha Shabbos? If you tell me that that krava of the Shtei Alechem is Docha Shabbos, Shtei Alechem b'nei krava ninu, that can't be, because there's no such thing as a krava of Shtei Alechem. The Shtei Alechem is never brought on the Mizbeach. You do a tenufa, you wave it around, and then the Kohanim eat it. So it's never brought on the Mizbeach. So when we're linking Shtei Alechem and Omer, we're saying, oh, both of them are Docha Shabbos. It can't be talking about the akrava, because there's no such thing as akrava by the Shtei Alechem. El Pshita, Litchina, Veharkada. It must be talking about the grinding of the grain and the sifting of the grain. And by the Omer as well, one of the preparatory processes that you go through by the Omer is the Ktsira, the Kadachi, it's the Shabbos. That's what it must mean when it says Omer and Shtei Alechem are Docha Shabbos, that the preparation, the preparatory work for the Omer and the Shtei Alechem is Docha Shabbos. So part of the preparatory work of the Omer is Ktsira's Omer. So you see that Ktsira is Docha Shabbos. So this is Rebbe himself that says that Ktsira's Omer is Docha Shabbos. So how can you explain in Rebbe Shita that Ktsira is not Docha Shabbos? Says Omer, look, the Shtei Alechem is not Docha Shabbos with the Tchina and Arkada. All the preparatory work is not Docha Shabbos. And the Omer's preparatory work of Ketzira is not Docha Shabbos. All those things could have been done on Erev Shabbos, and therefore you have to do them on Erev Shabbos. Omer lahakrava, when it says that the Omer is Docha Shabbos, means that Krava sa Omer is Docha Shabbos, because the Omer actually does have a Hakrava. You can't do that beforehand. Ushtei Alechem lafia, we say the Shtei Alechem is Docha Shabbos, means the baking of the Shtei Alechem, that if Shavuos falls out on Shabbos, you're allowed to bake the bread on that day. What's the reason that you're allowed to bake the bread on that day? L'chor, you could have done that on Erev Shabbos. You could have baked the Shtei Alechem on Erev Shabbos. No, you couldn't have. V'kasava Rebbe, Tanur Mekadesh. I'afi l'me'atmol, ifsula belina. Rebbe holds that the Tanur is Mekadesh, the Shtei Alechem. So if you would have baked the bread the previous day, it would have had a psalina, would be possible by the time Shavuos rolled around. So it wasn't a possibility. So v'kasava Rebbe, Tanur Mekadesh. Does Rebbe really hold that? Does he hold that the Tanur is Mekadesh? V'atanya, we have a brisa. Kivsei Atzeres ein Mekadeshin Alechem ela b'shchita. The Kivsei Atzeres, when you shecht the Kivsei Atzeres, that's what's Mekadesh the Lechem. So it sounds like, and Ketzan, and how does it work out? Shchatan l'shman v'zarek dam l'shman Kadesh Alechem. If you shechted and were zorik the dam of the Kivsei Atzeres l'shma, the Lechem in fact became Kadosh. Shchatan shalol l'shman v'zarek dam shalol l'shman. If you shechted the Kivsei Atzeres shalol l'shma, and even if you were zorik the dam, and even if you zorik the dam shalol l'shma, lo kiddush halachem, the lechem does not become kadosh because you didn't do the shechita and zrika kalacha. Shchatan l'shman zorik daman shalol l'shman. What if you did the shechita l'shma, the zrika shalol l'shma? Halachem kadosh ve'eno kadosh. So then the lechem is in this in-between state of kadosh ve'eno kadosh. Divrei Rebbe. That is the shita of Rebbe. What does kadosh ve'eno kadosh mean? So that was a sugya 3-4 weeks ago, a month ago, we had a sugya about what kadosh ve'eno kadosh means. Whether it means the kedusha is not complete, and therefore if you're poda, it's not going to be tofes the damim. The kedusha is not going to transfer over to the damim. That's shitas Abaye, and shitas Rava was that the kedusha is complete and tofes pidyonam. It's just not mutter to kohanim. But in some way, the process of the kedusha salechem has been aborted, or it's been, you know, it's incomplete. So you know you have these multiple elements of kedusha. Some of these elements apply and some do not apply. That's not an unusual concept, that you have an idea of Kedusha where some of the elements will apply if it's stopped in the middle. Even when it comes to getting married, right? The halacha is that when a couple gets married, there are two halachas. She becomes Asura Liolam and she becomes Muteris Labal, right? And sometimes, not that way. Sometimes you'll have a case, a person is Machzir Grushaso, Lachar Shinises. So she is Asura Liolam, the Kedushin is Tovsin. She is Asura Liolam, but still, she doesn't have the Het of Labal. So there's that that Kiddushin is there, but not fully. So in the world of Hekdash, we have that as well. So Divrei Rebbe, that's Rebbe's opinion. Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon Omer, Li'olam Eino Kadosh, Ad Sheyishchol L'Shman, V'Yizrok Damer L'Shman. That both the Shechita and the Zrika have to be done L'Shma in order for the Lechem to be Kadosh. So what do you see from this Braisa? That Rebbe holds that the baking in the oven is not what's Mekadosh the Lechem. What's Mekadosh the Lechem? The Shechita and the Zrika of the Kivsei Atzeres. So then we have a kasha. Why can't you bake the Shtei Alechem on Erev Shavuos? They're not going to be miskadesh until Yontif anyway. So it wouldn't be a psalina. So Amrav Nachman Yitzchak, hukvu v'lo hukvu ka'amar. Meaning the Shtei Alechem are kadosh when you bake them in the oven, and therefore you cannot bake them on Erev Yontif, because they would become pasabalina. The Brayis says that the Kedushas Alechem is tali in the Shechita, the Kivsei Atzeres, because dam of the Kivsei Atzeres, that's to be koveh the Lechem to these kvasim, meaning they are kadosh, but what makes them belong to the Kivsei Atzeres? What connects them to the Kivsei Atzeres to the point that you cannot now say, oh, let me bring different Kivsei Atzeres to connect to these same loaves of bread? That's what that whole discussion is about. The Shechita, the Zrika, that's what's Mekadesh Lechem Dafka to these Kivsei Atzeres. Okay, Hadron Alech Rabbi Shmuel, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the next parak.